some of that, well, I made a pudding out of, you know, you have bread left over mm-hmm. sometimes. And my dog won't eat it, and cats won't eat it.
Well, you have panicky dogs.
They won't eat, my dog won't eat meat, dog food. He eats chicken and meat.
What kind of dog have you got?
I got one of the best in the world at this cafe. She's one of these little big things, but she's about that well across her back.
Does she come in the house or just leave out the...
I ain't had her in the house all this bad weather, ice weather, and all but one night, and she made to go back to her house. We got built for our jumper.
When that snow was on
there. You know, she just wasn't satisfied.
She wanted to go back out there.
I had her in the room like I used to when he worked at night. I always put a box and fix the bed in. And so I fix it right up here next to the wall at the head of my bed on the other side, you know. And then a stick cracked and she didn't know. And she bites you. I mean, she'll bite you.
Was she just a mixture, just a...
She's no, she's a purebred, my
she's
son.
She's a purebred, she was, but she's too big for them.
Oh, the man that knock-legged her and give her that test, he warned her. He said she was a hound, come from way over yonder.
Mm-hmm.
Said she wasn't just no common dog.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I won't. I said, I don't.
Well, I thought maybe she's a little feist, you know.
Well, honey, she ain't more than that long. When he was bought, had men working under Mobiana, he was a guard. And one of the guards come in drunk and wanted to go on a job, and he knew he'd lose his job if he did. So,
he
got mad because he told him not to go there. Said, I got to work. Said, I don't want to lose my job. And said, you can go home, go to bed, and sober up. Woo, he got mad.
And I done let him in the house before I find out
he was
yeah. And I told him, I said, take my little gun with you now. I got a little gun. Everybody don't know it, but I had to have protection.
Mm-hmm.
And my little old dog,
she
loves him, just like she do me. And she come trotting right on me. And when he looked like he was going to fight him, boy, she was going to tear him up.
I guess that sort of scared him a little bit.
And he run out doors.
Started checking out it, and I pulled that pistol out, you know. And I told him that if he hurt that dog, I was going to shoot him. And he backed out. It was bad.
He got out down there and picked up a big rock. He had the dog, and he threw the rock. We're going to hit him.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of his... I just threw him out with a red, one of these red hounds that
mm-hmm.
chase these convicts with.
Bless him.
Yeah. Oh, she's... I've had her going on 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
My son, his wife, she's like a snaze. She ain't living with him now. Whole thing has helped me. Lost feeling in his feet and his hand. Can't work. And she wouldn't live in the trailer he bought. They had a big two-story house and they sold it, you know. Taxes so heavy.
Mm-hmm.
So he told us, says, we can get us a cheaper place than this. Says the tax is so high. So they sold it. And he divided the money. He didn't do like some men, take it all. He gave a half